Hello, everybody. This is Reality Charmed with the Gilmore Girl and
Stephanie Capel.
Hi, Stephanie.
How are you?
We missed our show last week.
I know.
My fault.
You know, Kathy had places to go.
I did. And I was out of town, so I'm not quite... I managed to watch Below Deck and Flipping Out.
The most important ones.
The
right
two
now.
Most important ones. Those are my two favorite shows.
Yeah.
And then OC, I was like, I'll just read all the recaps.
And the worst part about you being gone last week was that I couldn't text you during the shows. Like, you were on an airplane. I couldn't even be like, oh my God, guess what's happening?
I know. It's terrible.
I had to wait,
and then I had to like not get on Twitter because I don't want anything spoiled.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, because I missed Survivor last week. I missed the challenge.
Yeah.
So, God, I got some catching up to do. But let's start with the thing most recently in my memory, Flipping Out.
Oh my goodness. And here's the insane thing. Right now, Flipping Out on TV is good, but there's as equal as much Flipping Out in real life.
There's actual Flipping Out.
And I have a little inside track that's not fair to Kathy, but I have Sirius XM and I listen to the Jeff Lewis radio show.
I know. I really just got to get on that.
Oh my goodness. It's so good. It's my drug. It's on three times a week now. It just went to three times a week. And he spills a lot of the behind the scenes stuff. So I have a little update. I haven't even been able to tell you this.
Okay.
So
Stand by.
All right. So yesterday, if you were following Jeff Lewis, you saw that he posted a picture of himself at Bravo standing in front of his picture promoting Flipping Out. But it had all these, it had like an X across the face, had all these like negative things wrote on it. Yep. And everyone was like, he was like, guess it's over because his contract has not been renewed. And he's been like talking about this all over.
Yeah.
So it turns out he doctored that photo. Like, he did it as a joke.
Right.
Thinking Bravo was not happy because Bravo
They're never happy with him, though.
Yeah. And so he's gotten into a lot of trouble with that again.
Yeah. Well, we knew that.
Well,
he likes to push buttons.
Here's an interesting
thing.
That's
why we love him.
He admitted today that he had actually been offered a renewal contract with a generous increase.
Nice.
They had agreed to the contract.
Yeah.
And then in June, when everything happened with Jenny, they pulled the contract from him. So he's lost his contract and
that
they don't
stinks.
Know. Yeah. Because Andy has kind of been
so unfair.
Yeah. Andy has kind of been like, oh, we don't renew shows until they've aired. We have to see numbers. And he was like, yeah, no, I got a contract. It got taken away.
Yeah.
And probably some of this is his behavior, too, because he has really antagonized.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Right.
But so I think it's kind of been a shocking day out, just like flipping out on air.
Right.
Not only that, he's also revealed a lot of intimate details about his family and his grandmother's will, which has been fascinating.
Oh, God.
And like his family is now like calling into the show, like yelling at him on the radio show. It's the best thing ever.
Yeah. He needs to just not sometimes, but that's why we love him.
Yeah.
You know?
He says things that we want to be able to say.
Yeah. So the episode was Gage versus Jeff Lewis.
Yes.
Poor Gage.
Sometimes I think
he's so beleaguered.
Well, but at other points he just annoys me and I think he deserves it sometimes.
I disagree. I love Gage.
I'm not saying I don't love him.
But he also knew what he was signing up for.
Yeah, he definitely knew what
with
he was
signing
up for.
That bag of crazy he's with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I have to say like one thing I've really loved. Like, I liked Vanina and all the other people, but I love Megan.
I was just going to say that.
And Tyler's relationship, their little romance they have. Their friend-mance.
I feel like Megan has come into the show with her eyes open.
Yeah.
She appreciates what Jeff is giving her.
Yeah.
And she also, I don't know, I just feel like it's a good fit there.
Yeah, well, he doesn't, like, harass her like he has with some of the people in the past. And she's so like snarky and dry as well.
Yeah,
which is why I got my hair cut like her.
I was gonna point that out. And it's super cute in case anyone's wondering.
Thanks. Yeah, and I just love the fact that Tyler, I always want to call him Taylor for some reason, Tyler is living with Frankie.
Yes, that is a great, I love the little montage they did with Frankie getting up versus Tyler getting up.
Yes.
And it's just like,
oh my God, so good. I'm going to be sad when he probably gets fired, Frankie, next week.
What they said is there's a firing this week, a firing next week, and then
the big blow up. Yeah.
So it's coming.
It's crazy.
Christmas.
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it.
I know. So I'm so excited.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know why Jeff Lewis doesn't just fire Frankie and Paul.
I don't. Well,
I think he fires one. Mm-hmm. Those must be the two that are getting fired, right?
I think so. I will say, because, again, I listened to the radio show.
Yeah.
So I know some stories that were happening throughout the season.
Yeah.
That he did. But I think there's going to be somebody young that gets fired, too. And I'm afraid it's going to be Taylor or Tyler, whatever his name is.
Oh, that'd be so sad.
T.Y. That's what we'll call him.
It's not. Let's just say it's not.
Not. Yeah. So
maybe he fires Monroe.
His daughter.
Yeah.
For those of you not in there. I mean, he fired Jenny, and she's the godmother of his child.
I mean, true.
I do know some godparent fallouts that have happened, and I'm always kind of amazed, because that's like you made a vow in church.
Well, let's not
go
off the rails here.
But yeah.
So what about moving on from flipping out? What else we got? Below Deck.
Below Deck
is shaping up.
Yes, it
is. To be amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
The drama started to really get into it this last week. By the way, something we didn't discuss, but
okay.
The tip. What do we think about this and the tipping? Because his tip was not as big as they thought it was going to be.
Well, he was mad.
Yeah.
So the tips are the tips. And I think that's one thing that Sandy gets right is you can't look at individual trips. You have to look at the whole season.
Okay.
Because I did not wipe out, but we'd had 3-day trips back to back. And you can't focus on, you know, you have to focus on the big picture.
Have some insider insight.
Yeah,
into
you have
this.
To look at the big picture. And let's be honest, like Bravo probably told Steve to come back.
True.
You know, and probably didn't even charge him for the boat. Not, you know, like.
And he was wearing some like logo stuff when he came in.
His
on
own
and off
logo
the boat.
Yeah. Stuff. Though.
I just thought that was very. Yeah.
It was
it's
really
like
weird.
But he's not the first one to do that. Come on the boat, like in their gear. And it's like, do you know how silly you look right now?
I know. I don't love Steve, I have to say.
I
get why
the
they
boat.
Have him off on the show, but he's not my favorite at all.
I would struggle to be his fiance or his friend. It's just so.
Yeah, he's such a train wreck.
Yeah. I mean, and he's a funny train wreck in a sense, but it's like a really immature train wreck, too.
But don't you think this is what, the second or third time he's been on?
Yeah.
So could you pick his fiance out of a lineup?
No.
Or any of the guests that are with him on the boat?
No. Now, apparently, my brother who lives in California knows somebody who's been on Below Deck like 3 times as a guest of somebody else. So we got to like narrow this down.
Yeah.
But he said, like, you know, it's really insane. So. Yeah. Did Siri just talk to us?
Yeah, Siri's talking to me.
But no, what do we think about the drama at the end?
Well, here's the thing that I feel a little guilty about.
Mm-hmm.
As a woman.
Yes.
As like, you know, feminist whatevs.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stand either of the two girls that are on this show this year.
Riley
with her half naked dressing.
Yes.
And the other girl whose name escapes
Caroline,
who's just drama.
She's from Ohio.
She's dramatic.
Like she's an Ohioan. Like I'm like, why are you making the state look bad?
Yeah, she is making it look bad. She is like, she's every 20 something that I don't want to hang out with.
Yeah.
She's just. Drama. I can't say. I mean, I'm glad that they both know how to do their jobs, it seems.
Yes.
But yeah. I think, so they showed in the preview for the season somebody's getting fired.
Yes.
I think it's Riley.
I also think Caroline could still go, too. I think there could be two that go.
Yeah. Captain Lee did an interview today that said he wished that last season he fired everybody.
Except for Kate,
obviously.
Obviously.
She does no wrong.
Yes. No, I think the Josiah
is love him.
Yeah.
I love him.
And he is just like the counterpoint, the British
like
counterpoint that we need to Kate.
Kate's soulmate.
Yes.
I love him. I think they're so great. I think they're so good together. As far as the deck crew goes, I mean, Chandler, I don't know.
Chandler is friends with original Below Deck Chief Stew Adrian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And apparently they've really connected together on Twitter, and she's posted all these pictures of herself with him, but she went after Captain Lee and was like, a real
How
captain.
Dare she?
Hello. But she basically said, like, a real captain wouldn't behave this way. And
behave what way?
That's what I was like, excuse me.
Was she tweeting that during the show?
I saw Kate Chastain shared it this week, and she was like, she was like, in case anyone was trying to remember, like, that sludge from the first season.
Ugh.
But she was horrible.
She was horrible. But the thing is, like, Chandler, I will say in Riley's defense, I didn't like how he wasn't showing her how to do anything. She's the green ducky. Like, she should be trained on things.
Agreed.
Although she's a little much with the questions.
Yeah.
But
I felt that she kind of overstepped, because as much as, like, you can go out and drink with your boss, he's still your boss.
Yeah.
I thought he over-responded with the we're getting up at 7 a.m. thing. You should set a time.
6 a.m.
6 a.m., yeah. You should set a time, stick with that time, and let their consequences.
No, but, yeah, I think in this situation, I think Chandler was right. You have to, they're not going to forget that.
Yeah, I just figure, like, make them work.
When they say we're going, you got to go.
That's true. That's
and
true.
And they're the bosses, and I think Chandler made the right call, because they're going to be miserable, hungover, still drunk, whatever, and they're going to learn that lesson or they're not.
I think Ross, is that his name?
Yeah.
I like him.
We have Chandler and Ross.
Oh my goodness.
Where's Joey?
I didn't even realize.
Come on, you didn't realize?
I can just call Josiah Joey from
here.
Yeah,
there we go. Chippendale.
I think Ross is a really good head on his shoulders, and I'm hoping that...
He's kind of boring, though.
Yeah, but I'm hoping
Yawn.
That... I think Chandler could benefit from maybe listening a little bit more to his,
Yeah,
feedback.
I have to look, because Chandler doesn't seem like he has any white boat experience, so how is he a bosun?
I don't know.
That's just my thought on that.
White boats. But no, I'm enjoying the season, and I'm looking forward to what lies ahead. But can we talk about Riley's inappropriate clothing when they went out?
I don't understand. Like, okay, and again, another thing, she should be able to wear whatever she wants.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you not supposed to, like,
cover it?
Show your boobs?
I just think... particularly a first night out with new coworkers, like, that's just it. You're with your coworkers.
Like, what impression are you looking to give?
I know. And
yeah, it was a little much. She's a lot.
I think she wants to hook up with some people on the boat too.
Yeah.
Well, I think she probably wants to hook up with Chandler even.
I think she would hook up with anything.
Anything.
Which is her prerogative, as Bobby Brown would say.
And Joao 2.0.
Yeah. Oh, my God, Joao.
He was so funny.
How dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you bring him up?
Yes. Yeah, sorry.
In my presence.
Cursed the studio.
What about... I can't decide whether the new chef is adorable or the most annoying person to ever walk the face of the earth.
Yeah, I think I'm right there with you, because I feel like the food's really good.
Yeah.
But, like, I have a feeling if I was working with him, I'd just be like, more bacon, less meditation.
Well, I mean, his food, supposedly fantastic.
Yes, that's just it. That's what I'm saying.
But,
like,
yeah.
I just don't need the chatter.
Yeah. And then, like, doing yoga in the kitchen. He's a lot. He's another one. He's a lot.
He's a lot.
I miss Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously.
The Ben-Kate dynamic was so awesome.
Yes.
Do we know, is he still with the girl?
Emily?
Ems? Are they still together?
I think they are.
British
I actually
love?
Googled this not that long ago. Oh, no. I think they're broken up.
Okay. That was a pretty good age difference.
Yeah.
And I think Ben is also at a point in his career where he doesn't want to be in a boat. I think if they could have worked on boats together.
Yeah.
But he was so enamored with her.
Oh, yeah. It was I didn't like to watch that either.
Yeah.
Because it took away from the Kate stuff.
It did.
The Kate dynamic.
But no, I think
I'm looking it up. They're still together. Apparently.
Oh my goodness!
Wow, she's got brown hair now. Emily does.
What if they got married and it was like on the boat?
I would hope that would never happen. I mean, my God, no.
Yeah,
but I do. I miss him and Kate's dynamic. But I feel like we have that with Josiah,
uh-huh,
and Kate.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be an interesting season. I think I think Josiah and Kate could also butt heads some. I think they're always get mm-hmm. over it. But I think there could be maybe just some differences.
Yeah.
Because I think we have two strong, really hardworking people.
Yeah.
It's kind of natural.
Yeah, for sure. And I think he, yeah, because he knows a lot. He's mm-hmm. clearly like could be a.
Yeah.
A chief stew.
Yes.
I think he's already, what are we, two episodes in? And yeah. I think he's one of my favorites ever.
I know, but.
He's so handsome and he's hilarious and he's so dry.
Can I ask, is it morally wrong that I just really want to know who falls off the boat and how badly they get hurt?
Because we know who falls off the boat.
But do we?
Yeah, the Chippendale.
Okay.
He gets caught up in a line.
Do we know how badly he gets hurt?
I don't think he gets hurt bad.
Okay.
It's not about an injury in that situation. It's about drowning.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's I get so, that. But I mean, I kind of want to see it.
We're going to.
Well, fast. Like, I need it now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
you're going to have to wait.
This is like, there's a long line at Taco Bell.
Made him all teary.
Yeah, there's a long line at Taco Bell and I need so to know. Bad. Like, it's that bad. I need it.
Yeah, you got to wait because it's the best show ever. Best show ever. That and Flipping Out are my favorite Bravo shows ever,
definitely.
I think.
Definitely. And that's why I think Bravo would be making a huge mistake to let Jeff Lewis go.
I know. Let's just say that right here.
Yeah, let's own it.
I know Andy listens to us.
So. Stake it. Probably.
What about, let's move on.
Okay.
OC.
Oh.
Yawn. Did everybody just fall asleep when I said that?
Yeah, I blacked out between the OC.
This show it's terrible.
I don't know what...
They got to get rid of Vicky.
Vicky is a plague on the OC.
I don't care if she's an OG. Get rid of her.
Yeah,
I think
we said
that last week.
Yeah,
too.
Well, I'm going to reiterate it. Yeah. She's not on the show. So, Vicky is too much for me. And the thing is, as long as there's Vicky on there, there's this Tamara going for the second most important person on the show thing.
Ugh, yeah. She's annoying me, and I usually like her.
Yeah, and I think... the problem with a show like this is when you have cast members that have been on for so long and then you bring new people in, the old people aren't interested in them.
Right.
And what's been really interesting is I saw, I think there's been a lot of chatter of Emily talking trash about people, particularly Shannon.
Emily is the...
The new one that's not getting a divorce.
Yeah.
She's the one with the
not getting divorced yet.
The short Mormon husband who won't let her have more children. Which, what an awkward thing. Like, oh, I want more babies. You can't have them.
It's so
why
weird.
Is this on TV? Like, discuss this postseason.
Yeah.
But that's been really weird. And then, but now she's going after Tamara. She came out, like, now she's watching stuff. That was that Tamara Judge texting us?
That was Tamara Judge. Sorry. I didn't realize my computer was on.
That's okay. But Tamara, she's going after Tamara now. And she says she has binders of information to bring to the reunion on Tamara.
So something's happening between them,
yes.
Clearly.
Tamara's also really pushing hard that she thinks Heather Dubrow should come back.
I agree.
And she went, I guess, because Emily said something like, you don't count your blessings, you count your diamonds or something like that. Like, that's her tagline.
That's her tagline.
And she said, instead of people who are counting diamonds, we should have people who really have diamonds back on the show.
Burn. Right there.
And Heather's been really heavy. She was on Watch What Happens Live last night. She's been on a lot of podcasts.
Well, it's not like she fell off the face of the earth with the husband show and all that stuff. So
I just think
I would love to have her back.
I think suddenly she's popping up a little bit more. I didn't feel like the other housewives spoke about her a lot, but now like Shannon is, Heather is.
I think,
because
she would just call
Vicky.
Shannon on her BS, I think.
Yeah.
Where Tamara just like lets her drone on and on and then just talks about her behind her back.
Yeah. Well, and Heather, I always thought, did pretty good at letting things go.
Yeah.
Like she would have it out with Tamara.
Ish.
Yeah. But then, I mean, as much as a housewife.
Listen, letting things go is not what we're looking for in a housewife.
But I don't know. But it's always, why do I not mind her complaining or crying as much if it's in like a 5-story closet? I mean, that's.
I can't with Shannon this year. I love Shannon Bedore, but I can't.
Shannon having to find the new apartment. I'm not sure if you saw this. She has to find a new place to live. And she like melted down. I'm like, welcome to Key West, sweetie.
She needs to like, it's like every little thing with the divorce. I get divorce is probably pretty traumatic, no matter how jerky the guy is. But like, oh my God, like you got a ton of money from him.
We're not convinced that you're over David.
No.
If like David we're in Bedore. This. Yeah, maybe you don't love him, but you're still really angry, sweetheart.
I was sad. Did you see that Eddie broke up with David Bedore?
David Bedore broke up with Eddie, yeah. According to Eddie. Yeah. He won't talk to him anymore. But David was always just a little too,
he had to put up with Shannon Bedore.
Okay. Well, he still got to eat all those chips before
dinner. He did. He loved his tortilla chips.
I'm like, he might be my spirit animal in that sense. Of like,
I like David Bedore until, you know, he was a jerk.
Cheating on his wife. Yeah.
Right up until that point.
Right up until then. I do feel bad for his daughters. Those girls are kind of the unsung heroes of the show because they're just like looking really bored in the background of every scene.
They're gold. Well, I can't believe that how the two of them, three daughters could be anywhere close to normal after dealing with all this.
Yeah.
And God love them. They'll be the next generation of OC.
Lord
have mercy. I thought there was rumors forever that Gina was coming back.
Original Gina.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not sure she
Gina
has,
with a J.
I'm not sure she has much of a storyline, to be truthful.
What Apparently you... that's not a requirement for OC.
Okay, all right, yes.
Nobody has a storyline.
This is like how weak OC is the season's on and I can't really pinpoint anything of interest. Meanwhile, Real Housewives of New York is just filming and I'm already like riveted.
What are they doing? I know. Yeah.
I can't wait. So
but
like
we're gonna have to.
Oh, it's so hard.
Yeah. I don't know. I miss the OC, the glory days of the OC.
Yes. I would agree with you there.
And I would think like they just need to like get rid of the franchise, that one. I would make an argument for that. They don't bring anything to it. Nothing.
I don't know.
They've turned into the bastard stepchild of Beverly Hills.
Yeah. It's we jumped shark at some point. I think it was when Vicky brought herself a fur coat and asked Brooks to pretend he gave it to her.
I know. Yeah. Stupid. And weirdly, what's missing from the show is Brooks and all that drama he brought. That's what made it all interesting. Megan Kelly. Megan Edmonds.
Megan Edmonds. Did we ever think we'd miss Megan Edmonds?
I liked her.
I did too. I mean, I think, you know, Megan on this show and then you brought in Gina and Emily, there would have been more of a bridge.
Yeah. Agreed.
You know, we've lost that bridge.
I like Gina, the new Gina, and I'm afraid she won't be back.
Yeah.
I think she's a one and done. I think her and Emily are.
Yeah, I think they are.
I think they're resonating with the fans.
Yeah, we're going through in New York the season that they brought on Cindy and Aviva and Heather. And like Heather was good, but
I liked Heather a lot.
Yeah.
We can't stop bringing it back to New York. It's not on.
It's life. It's life, Kathy.
It's not on. Let it go.
In my head, it's playing right now.
All right. Well, we got about 3.5 minutes. Okay. Let's do an OC bores us both. So let's go on to our Bravo sayings.
Yes.
Like things that have originated on a Bravo show, as far as we know, that we actually say in our real life.
And no one else understands this. I don't know how many times at a work meeting I've said, I see you, and nobody gets it.
Yeah. I like to say a lot. Do not come for me unless I send for you.
That's a good
That's
one
a Kenya Moore.
Yes.
Reunion.
Yes. I mean,
I say it a lot.
I like to bring the receipts, but very frequently at work, I'm actually talking about people like losing their credit card receipts.
Like actually receipts.
I'm like, you need to bring the
Show
receipts.
Show me the receipts. Bring the receipts.
If you want reimbursed for this.
Yeah, I like that. I use that a lot. I also use, I just thought of it earlier. There's like a Ramona that I use a lot.
Oh, there's so many great Ramona-isms.
There's so many good ones.
Out there. Ramona she's one who mixes up like an everyday phrase. And then she's like, what? I'm not using that right?
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Teresa does that too.
Well, ingredients is.
Ingredients. Text is.
Text is, yeah.
Text is. I forget how she says it. She says it like Texas.
Yeah. You got the Texas.
Did you get my Texas?
Did you get my Texas,
Melissa? That's coming back soon, right?
That's, we've had the preview for that.
I started watch. Oh, that's right. I started watching that from the beginning.
Again?
Yeah. Not again. I haven't done that in a while. Yeah. I just started it before I left. It's fascinating to see them all with their original faces.
Mm-hmm. And the original boobs. Original housewife boobs.
Yep. The original faces. How much I miss Caroline.
Yes. I have to
and their show.
Yeah.
The Manzo show.
You know, the big news came out. Joe is going to get deported.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Ciao. But she always said that she can move to Italy and live a simple life. So money where your mouth is.
She ain't leaving.
Yeah, I don't think she's leaving. But I think what shocked me is like now their kids have like statements that they release. And I'm like, weren't you born on this show? Like, why is Melania releasing a press statement?
Because it's
now?
Melania. She's the best child to ever be on The Housewives.
Apparently.
Yeah. She's good, that girl. Yeah. She's good.
It's pretty intense.
All right. All right. Well, that's about all the time we have.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for listening. This is going to be up on my blog soon-ish. Next couple days. TheGilmoreGirl.com. Mm-hmm. GILMOUR. So check it out. Are you up for the comedies?
I am up for the comedies. I'm going to be up Friday night. Are you up for the comedies?
I am up on Thursday night.
What? Chance to see us. You can come to both nights.
You can.
And Tom Dustin is our headliner this week, and he is great.
I'm excited. Tom Dustin, I think.